It's a hot and rainy day in the Bronx. The Morales family is sitting around their dining room table, laughing and talking as bachata music flows through the apartment. Photographs of the family adorn the walls of their modest yet comfortable home. Down the long, narrow hallway, on the right, is Jasmine Morales' room. She and her cousin, Luis Manuel Antonio, are inside talking about politics. Luis is 18 and will be voting for the first time in a presidential election. Jasmine quickly bangs on the keyboards and brings up Barack Obama's page on Facebook, a social networking site. Her cousin Luis smiles when his page comes up.
All the way at the bottom, groups. New York Latinos for Obama.
Yep, it is.
Latinos stand up.
Tu voto sí hace una diferencia.
Tú y yo necesitamos un mundo mejor.
Este es el momento.
Podemos cambiar el futuro.
One of their favorite links is an ad with famous Latino singers and actors showing support for Senator Obama. To reach young Latino voters, the Obama campaign created a page on the social networking site Mi Gente, the Latino equivalent of Facebook. The site boasts thousands of friends, photos of Obama, videos, blogs, information about the candidate, and links to speeches Obama has given at the National Council of La Raza and the League of United Latin American Citizens. Nationwide, 18 million Latinos are eligible to vote. 11 million are expected to go to the polls this November. 3 million of those will be young Latino voters. Luis Antonio says he's attracted to candidates who use social networking sites.
All candidates in general, in almost probably any election, if they want to connect to the younger crowd, because we're already there, and it also shows that, you know, this person is just like us. He's a human being. He goes on these websites. Whether he's young or not, he still can talk to people and, you know, just get into communication with anybody.
Luis Antonio is among the millions of Latino voters who are being targeted like never before on the web, in radio, television, and print. Campaigns are hiring strategists, media consultants, and recruiting Latinos for the ground war. The outreach is aggressive. Spanish media coordinator for the Obama campaign, Vince Casillas, is aware that he's focusing on a community that has become politically astute.
10 years ago, candidates felt like if they could just go into a Latino community and you know, say a few words and eat some good tacos and maybe have some good music in the background, that would be the extent of their outreach. You know, obviously we know now that that's not what it's going to take. And part of it is because the Latino community has become more sophisticated. They're very in tune with the issues now. They're following politics like never before.
From the 2004 presidential election to the 2008 primary, Latino voter participation increased by 60%. And for the first time in a U.S. presidential campaign, Democratic candidates held a debate on the Spanish language network Univision. 4.6 million Latinos tuned in, recognition that the Hispanic community is listening to what candidates have to say. Meanwhile, the McCain campaign is reaching out to other segments of the Latino community, such as older voters and Latino military families in television ads like this one.
My friends, I want you to, next time you're down in Washington, D.C., to go to the Vietnam War Memorial and look at the names engraved in black granite. You'll find a whole lot of Hispanic names. When you go to Iraq or Afghanistan today, you're going to see a whole lot of people who are of Hispanic background.
You're even going to. This ad is being played in Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada. Vietnam and Iraq veteran Sal Alvarado said he appreciates the fact that McCain is paying tribute to Latino members of the U.S. military.
It's not always that you hear our high officials praising our contribution to the military. If he's going to give us praise about what we've done in the military, he would certainly be willing to give us praise in every other aspect of American life, in the contributions that we have made.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says the Republican Party is staying focused on older Latinos who have a track record of voting.
This country is changing, and young Latino voters are very excited, but historically we don't know if they turn out.
Determined to make inroads into the Democratic base in the 2000 presidential election, George W. Bush's political director, Karl Rove, crafted the message of shared family and religious values aimed directly at Latinos. He designed messages that were in Spanish, created a bilingual website, and built relationships with the Spanish media. His strategy was overwhelmingly successful. Bush won an estimated 40% of the Latino vote. In this year's election, Sanchez says candidates must specifically tailor messages to the various niche groups within the Latino community.
It's important to remember that the campaign that worked for President Bush in 2000 and 2004 to appeal to Latino voters is not the campaign that will work in 2008.
Gregorio Martinez from Detroit has been in the United States since 1972. He retired from Ford Motor Company last year and is an undecided voter in Michigan, a critical swing state. Martinez thinks Latinos are no longer ignorant to political issues and says the use of sophisticated marketing techniques have yet to convince him who to vote for.
No se va ya por las palabras, se van por los hechos.
From now until November, the candidates will be carefully choosing las palabras, their words, to sway undecided voters like Martinez. For WNYC, I'm Martina Guzman.